No, a chair is a chair. They're okay. All chairs to me.
What about this long thing, padded, you know, several people can sit in at one time? You just call that?
I do know of people that had those, and my grandmother had one of those. We called them what love seats was all they were. They weren't living room. They weren't regular couches or anything. They were more or less on the love seat type.
Love seat holds how many people?
About supposed to be two, but so. About three. They weren't very large, and they weren't that small either.
Yeah. Couches. Ever heard that feast calling thing besides that?
Yeah. And I can't remember, was it Davenport or something? Davenport, yeah.
But we're talking about the same thing, couch in the Davenport.
That's what I heard.
Okay. What about sofa? People say that?
Yeah, they say. My mother still uses the word sofa.
Yeah.
She never calls anything a couch. It's a sofa.
And all this stuff together that we're talking about, like chairs and sofas and all that, you say that's a lot of, or a type of store where you go to buy that, you got to go down to
the Vern furniture store.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Heard people use another term for furniture.
Mm-mm. If I have, it's back in my, you know, I just can't recall it.
Have you ever heard plunder used in that sense?
No, I sure haven't.
Well, what about some typical things in a bedroom that you would have there?
No other place in the house. All we ever had were the beds, because there was nothing but beds. When you had that many kids and no place, it was just beds.
Okay.
Oh, and cedar chests. They always had those, what they called, just a regular cedar chest that they packed the winter clothes and the quilts away in the summer. In the wintertime, we'd pack the summer clothes.
What about in your house right now, in the way of furniture besides beds? Maybe something, drawers where you would put clothes, something like that?
I have I know what you're talking about. We always had a shift robe in our bedroom. When we were our shift robe, growing up we had beds, a big shift robe, and the cedar chest. That was consisted of the, and my mother still has the same type of furniture. Myself, I just have a regular living room, bedroom set. You know, the dresser and the bed type thing and a cedar chest.
Yeah, right.
I have a cedar chest.
What's the difference in a shift robe and a dresser?
The shift robe has, you can partially hang clothes, and it also has drawers. Plus it has a hat. A place where you could put smaller articles.
Well, are you familiar with a piece of furniture that you probably have in the bedroom that consists entirely of drawers, no hanging space?
Yeah,
chest of drawers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so chest of drawers is different from a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard something like that called a chiffonier?
Mm-mm.
The place you hang your clothes, that would just be a...
Myself personally is a closet now.
Okay. You ever heard of a separate piece of furniture? I guess maybe an old time thing. That you could move it around if you had to, but it's usually pretty big.
Oh, an armor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mama hasn't had an armor. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Ever heard that call anything else?
Mm-mm. Other than the armor, the old armor.
What about wardrobe?
Yes, I have. They have called them the wardrobe. But, I don't, not in my household, because they've pretty well stuck to, there were so few things that you could translate into English whenever she, you know, when she would say something, and what English she knows we taught her growing up, see. And now I can't speak French.
You can't?
Uh-uh.